I'm not okay. Why is a positivity podcast episode titled I'm not okay? Have you thought about it? And also, I want to ask you all, are you really okay? Hi everyone, and welcome back to this season of Positivity with Dr. Aman Kapoor. I am your host, Dr. Aman Kapoor, and I welcome you back to this fresh episode and to this new season. Now, what you heard in the first few seconds is me telling you that I am not okay. Well, how does that really relate to positivity, and why did I ask you about it? Well, to be very frank, positivity, according to me, the definition has changed over a period of time. Earlier, I thought positivity was all about thinking positive, having positive vibes, sharing positive messages, and talking everything positive. But now I feel that positivity is much more than that. Positivity is beyond just being happy. It is not pseudo-optimism. Remember, my dear friends, I'm not telling you to be pessimistic. What I'm telling you is not to be pseudo-optimistic. Positivity goes beyond optimism, beyond being hopeful of good happening. Positivity is actually facing the challenges head-on with a grit, being able to bounce back when the things are not in your favor. When you're low, when you're down and out, it is the capability to stay in that framework of mind which will help you overcome the negative environment around you. That's the reason why this topic fits in very much. Why I am not okay? Well, let me tell you of my own experiences when I start this. Over a period of last maybe a year or so, or probably a little more, I've been going through a tough time. Major changes, upheavals, and it started pulling me down and taking me into a very dark place. Somewhere I was lost, I didn't know what to do. I started going into the shell of self-doubt, started going into the shell of what you call as an imposter syndrome. That is when you have the abilities, when you know you can do it, you have done it in the past, but then you stop believing that you have done it or you can do it, and you somehow start feeling that whatever happened was a fluke. And that is what has started happening with me. I went into a very low phase, a very depressive phase, sad, upset, to the point that I literally almost stopped doing everything. Now, why I'm sharing this, why I'm opening up to you, is because I feel that not just me, a lot of you would have at some point of the time gone through this, or must be seeing someone who is going through this kind of situation. And the struggles are there. First of all, my dear friends, I want to tell you, if you are down, feeling, struggling at whatever level, it could be just stress, it could be little more than stress, or it could be the feeling of being stuck in a quagmire, in a quicksand where you don't feel like you will be able to ever come out. Irrespective of that, first thing that you can do to help yourself and to be able to come out of this, to be able to bounce back, to start being positive again in your life, about yourself, about the challenges, because you should be able to face the challenges head on, is to accept that you are not okay. The moment I started accepting that, no, I'm not okay and I need to help myself, I need to do something, I need to talk, I need to let it out, I need and vent, and then I need to regroup and reassemble myself after all the things that I'm going through. I told myself that I matter, my feelings matter. It's the same thing I'm telling you, friends. You matter, your feelings matter, your stress matter, what you feel matter, your mental health and your mental health condition matters. It does not matter whether others are able to understand you or not, or whether you feel that the others are able to understand you or not. But what you are going through matters. And also what matters is you accepting that you are struggling. So if you want to go from being I am not okay to I am okay, the journey of not being okay to journey of becoming okay is to first accept that you are not okay. It is okay to be not okay, my dear friends. Until you do that, you will not break the cycle of negativity. You will not break the cycle of helplessness. You will not be able to fight your own inner demons. You will not be able to fight the oppressive feelings that come into your mind and the negative environment that creates, that you feel around you is trying to push you in. If you want to build that positivity inside you, build that positive vibes inside you, then start accepting that you are okay and know that it is okay to be not okay. You're not alone struggling. I'm telling you for a fact, when it comes to mental health in India, and not just in India, in the world, a huge lot of people are suffering through this, and they're agonizingly suffering alone with this whole trauma of mental health condition. So please don't think you are alone. There are people who are going through whatever you're going through, and you can overcome it. It is inside you. The strength is inside you. The positivity is inside you. The positive energy is inside your own soul. And you can take it out by first accepting you're not okay, and then remember that it is okay to not be okay. My dear friends, a stoic, a brave, or a macho person, or a macho person, whatever you pronounce it, a macho person is not a person who is suffering in silence. A macho person is not the one who refuses to take help. A brave, a macho person, a strong person is the one who says that yes, I am not okay, and yes, I will take help. My dear friend, please talk to someone. Journal it down, express your stress, let it all out, talk to people and take help. The T of mental, that is talk and take help, is very important, my dear friends. Please do that. And if you want to reach out to me, I have left my email ID in the description. You can reach out to me. I would be more than happy to help you. But if you don't want to reach out to me, there are so many anonymous sources that are available on the net. There are so many helplines available. They are free. There are people who are ready to listen to you. Please talk out to someone. If you don't have somebody whom you can call up or sit with and talk to, then use these helplines. And if you have somebody whom you can talk to, please do it. And if you are a person who is seeing somebody else suffer through this, please encourage him or her to open up to you, because you never know those few minutes you may give to listen to someone who is going through an agony visibly can change her or his life. If you want to break this shackle, start adopting the mental of mental health. What is mental of mental health? This is one of an article that I wrote sometime back. And the reason for me to write it was to tell myself that yes, I can do it. I can overcome it. And these are the steps I need to take. I am strong enough to accept that yes, I need help. I went, I talked to helplines. I talked to people, expressed, I used notes to myself. I would send notes to myself. I recorded my stress out through voice recordings, and I use certain AI tools also, like for example ChatGPT, to open up and express my stress, and also the helplines. When I did that, that's the time when I started telling myself that I am strong, and to be strong, there is the acronym MENTAL that I started adopting, and now I'm going to adopt much more with the release of this podcast. I would request you to pay attention. The link for the whole article is there. M is for mindfulness, E is for exercise, N is for nutrition, T is for talking and taking help, A is for awareness or self-awareness, and L is for a healthy lifestyle. I would encourage all of you to go through that article. The link I would have shared in the description below. Please take care of your stress, sleep well, eat healthy, nutritious food, spend some time maybe going for a walk, dance it out, you know, just put on some music and dance like crazy, run, jog, whatever you can. That will help you a lot. I gained tremendous amount of weight because of stress eating and binge eating, and now I'm trying to help myself overcome that. Please be mindful of what you're eating. At the same time, be self-aware of what you can do to yourself. When you're feeling low, be self-aware and take steps to do it. There's a lot you can do in that. Mindfulness in meditation, mindfulness of your environment, they are the ones that can help you. When you're talking about everything around you, begins from what is inside you. The whole idea that I am trying to tell you is that positivity, this is all about positivity. This is not about negativity. Positivity is fighting those inner demons. Positivity is being able to be brave enough to accept and to rise above it and to say that, yes, I am doing it. I can do it. I have the inner strength to do it. I have the courage to do it, and I am going to fight it out. And to begin that, it always starts by accepting that I am not okay. It is okay to be not okay, and to tell yourself that, yes, I will be okay now. My dear friends, please take help. That's the most important thing that I can stress over and over again in this podcast. Talk to someone. Take help. Make yourself a note. Open the WhatsApp. Send messages to yourself if you want. Send yourself an email if you want. If you like writing in a diary, write it out. And start regrouping yourself, because that strength is inside you. I invite any one of you who's going through a struggle to feel free to reach out to me. I have my link below. The email ID is there below. You can connect with me, send me an email. I would be more than happy to talk to you. But before doing that, I would also encourage you to reach out to a professional counselor. There are a lot of counseling services available for free. Reach out to a counselor, talk to them. And if any one of you wants to share your story of struggle, or you want to talk about your experiences and share it with the world, I would be more than happy to have you join me as a guest on the podcast episode. So if you want to join me on a podcast episode, talk about it, please feel free to drop me an email. I would love to have you all over here. Now, my dear friends, before I end this episode, again, I'm telling you the same thing that I started with. I am not okay is your first step. The second step is to tell yourself that it is okay to be not okay. The third step is to be strong enough to take help. You are strong when you say that you want help. You are a superman or a superwoman when you say that you need help. So take help and talk it out. This is the third step. The fourth step is adopt the mental, M-E-N-T-A-L framework. The link to that is there below in the description. And fifth is to be ready to bounce back. Journey may be slow, could be fast. It depends from a person to person. It depends from where you are and how hard you are facing the traumas, or how hard these traumas are for you. But remember, you're not alone. We are all there for you. Feel free to reach out to anyone, including me, and I'll be more than happy to have you join with me on future episodes. Now, with this, my dear friend, I'm your host and friend, Dr. Aman Kapoor, signing out of this episode and telling you that yes, I was not okay, but now I am going to be okay. Remember to like, share, comment, and reach out to me. Bye-bye. Wow.